And if you've got your outline there, we're continuing this last passage on the tongue. Not really the last passage, but this main passage here. So in our last lesson, we learned about God's assessment of the untamed tongue. God's assessment of the untamed tongue. And we looked in verse number 6 and we found that the untamed tongue, five bullet points here, devours. First of all, it devours. It says there in verse number 6, the tongue is a fire. That fire devours. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Then we looked at the untamed tongue is decadent. It's a world of iniquity, all bottled up in one little spot, the tongue. The tongue also, it devours, it's decadent, it defiles. It says it defileth the whole body. Amazing. One little muscle can defile this entire body. But it's true. Then also it says it setteth on fire the course of nature. It destroys. The untamed tongue destroys. And then lastly in verse number 6 it says it is set on fire of hell. It is devilish. It's devilish, the tongue is. God, through James, also gives several illustrations or word pictures which describe the untamed tongue. And again, when we're talking about the untamed tongue, we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the tongue that is just people just say what they want and they speak their mind and they don't care about this and they don't care about any else. It talks about here the tongue that is just absolutely given. And by the way, I remember working with some folks that had an untamed tongue. Thankfully, not today, because I fired Pastor Donald. But no, I remember. I remember what it was to work in the shop. And folks had no care of what. And I want to tell you something. There's less taming of the tongue now than there ever has been. It's hard to accept this, but I promise you it's true. And some of the worst offenders are women. I didn't say ladies. I said women. Because there's a difference between a lady and a woman. What we have at our church is we have ladies. Amen. And by the way, fellas, you ought to treat ladies like ladies. Amen. But I'll tell you what, this tongue, this untamed tongue, it's so well described really by three illustrations or word pictures here. Number one, verses 5 and 6, we've looked at this but just by way of review. It's a devouring fire. A devouring fire. Verses 5 and 6. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. It doesn't take much to do great damage with a fire, does it? Verse 6, we read it already. The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue also among our members, it defileth the whole body. Setteth on fire the course of nature and is set on fire of hell. God gives us this word picture here of the untamed tongue being a devouring fire. God gives the reader the comparison of the untamed tongue to fire. Okay? As both have the capacity to devour. To devour. It's amazing, even in Christianity. This is why the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote in Galatians chapter 5, I believe it's verse 13, that we're not to bite and devour one another. You know what he was talking about? He wasn't talking about actually walking up to people and going, and biting them. He was talking about the tongue. Listen, I've seen Christians try to devour one another with their tongue. And it's just proof positive that the untamed tongue is a devouring fire. Consider the destructive power of a wildfire upon nature. We've all seen that. We've seen that the spark, maybe the careless campers during wildfire season, and they accidentally. But what happened? Millions of acres burned to the ground. Or sometimes it's just God. God sets a lightning bolt in the middle of a dry field and the next thing you know it burns up. The devouring fire of an untamed tongue. Secondly, look at verses 7 and 8 with me. It says, for every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Secondly, it's not only a devouring fire, but the untamed tongue is like a deadly poison. A deadly poison. I was in contact today with a friend of mine from childhood. And that's one of the wonderful things about the internet and social media. You're able to keep in touch with people that otherwise you would have no contact with at all. And I remember this friend of mine, and my mom knows him well, and he said to say hi. Mom, Brian DiAgostino, said to say hi. We spent a lot of time together in the woods. Where my folks lived was on a mountain, and there was literally a cliff, and there was big beacon towers, because we had a military Air Force base just 2 miles from our house, and it was kind of funny. People would come visit us, and they'd hear the planes roar by, and they'd say, how often do the planes go by? I said, we have planes around here? Amen. They go by so often, you didn't even notice them anymore. But we lived in the woods and on the side of a mountain. We used to go out in the woods a lot, up on the cliff, and there was shale there. And I often said if our parents knew what we did, they would have never let us go out ever again. Amen. And we'd be up on that cliff and shale, and every once in a while, Brother Lowell, you'd hear a... And we'd look around. And we'd see a rattlesnake. They were sunning themselves on those rocks. And they were letting us know they didn't appreciate us being there. And so, you wouldn't believe it, Mom, we actually did have some sense back then. We heard, I'll tell you exactly what we did. Amen. And we cleared the way. We could always go around. Amen. Why? Because we knew that rattlers, and particularly copperheads, were poisonous. They were poisonous. Though man, if you look at your outline, though man has tamed every one of God's creatures, according to verse 7. He has not yet tamed the tongue. Amazing, isn't it? The bite of a coiling adder or a deadly spider cannot compare to the amount of poison unleashed by an untamed tongue. By the way, I know God's word speaks favorably of spiders, but if there's one around me, it's not going to make it. I hate spiders. I tell you what, I hate spiders. We had them terrible in our house in Pontiac, just a dark, dim basement. And I'll tell you exactly what we did. I took down there. I had a candle, and I used to just take the candle right to them. Psst, amen. Psst, psst. Somebody said, "Oh, they were eating up all the bugs." Well, we didn't have a lot of bugs down there, but we had a lot of spiders. Amen. Why? Because I'll tell you what, I had a lady send me years ago, this dear lady that I worked with. She sent me, there was a big epidemic in the area that we lived in of a spider called a brown recluse. A little tiny thing, this big as your fingernail, which is proof positive why if you see a spider, just go like this and you won't have any problems. Amen. This little tiny bite that this person got, and they showed it over 12 days. What happened to that person? And literally, they'd gotten a bite right there in their hand, and 12 days later, you couldn't even tell it was a hand. It was just a mass of meat. What was it? Poison. And I'll tell you what, an untamed, unrestrained tongue is a lot worse than a black widow, and it's a lot worse than a cobra. It's poison. It's poison. And how many good people have been ruined? I was telling the deacons last night, the battle of our day is the battle of words. folks make you and I out to seem that we're hateful because we don't accept sin. Amen. We don't accept sin. We love sinners. Amen. But you know what? God has rules and order for His church. Amen. Read the book of 1 Corinthians. Sinful town. Amen. Corinth was a sinful place. And we deal in the battle of words. And I'll tell you what those with the untamed tongue do is they would destroy you and I with words. They'd say, that's a bigoted church over there. That's a homophobic church over there. You don't want to go. They're hateful over there. They hate people. We don't hate people. But I'll tell you what, the untamed tongue, it's a deadly poison. It's a deadly poison. It's a devouring fire. Thirdly, look at verses 9 through 12. It says there in verse 9, speaking of the tongue, therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. The untamed tongue is a devouring fire, it's a deadly poison, and it's a double source, which is an oxymoron. It's a double source. I'll never forget early on in my Christianity, early on. I'd gotten saved and I was growing in the Lord and desiring to please God. And I was finishing up. I played on a traveling soccer team. I was a goalie on a traveling soccer team. And it was for the company that I worked for. And it was a good team, really good bunch of guys in their 30s and great players. And I enjoyed playing with them. It was easy to be the goalie on that team. You only had to make one or two saves a game. But if you didn't, you were in big trouble. That's the way soccer works, amen. Well, I remember before the game we were warming up, and the goalie would call for shots. Here's this fella, and I want him to shoot. Okay, now I'm ready for you to shoot. And I remember calling for a fella over here, and he shot. And at the very same time, somebody shot from over here. Goalies always have great peripheral vision. We can see back here, amen. And I remember literally blocking this shot and this shot just whizzing past my head. And that's the last time I could consciously remember, Brother Kelly, that I accidentally used the Lord's name in vain. I've only been saved about a year. And before that, I'd used the Lord's name in vain countless times. It's amazing, isn't it, why we bang our finger. Why do we use those two words when we're... the devil's the prince of power of the air anyway. But I remember thinking, how could I have just said that? I literally, there was some woods behind the goal, and I got down on my knees and repented and asked God to please forgive me. That's the untamed tongue. That's what the untamed tongue is. It's a double source. It wants to, and here we have just a few more points here, and I need to close up shop here. Five things here. Should a tongue bless God and curse men? God is giving us this illustration of these things ought not to be. Shouldn't be able to bless God with your tongue and then curse at men. Then he says this, does a spring send forth sweet and bitter water? Of course not. It's either good water or bad water, wherever the spring is. Okay? C, does a fig tree bear figs or olive berries? It doesn't bear both. An olive tree bears olives and a fig tree bears figs. Does a vine, D, does a vine bear grapes or figs? Well, a vine bears grapes. That's what comes from a vine, a grapevine. And lastly, does a fountain send forth salt and fresh water? What is God trying to tell us here? Listen, there's only one way to tame the tongue, and that's by the Holy Spirit of God, saying, God, you can have my mouth. God, let my lips move at the impulse of thy love, the song says. God, and by the way, it's a good thing to wake up each day and say, God, help my words today to be your words. Help me if I get ahead. Gloria Kelly gave me this wonderful little note here, and I appreciate that, Miss Gloria. Oh, I've got to find it. I pulled out the wrong note. Amen. Here it is. It says, when you're angry, the tongue works faster than the brain. Lord, help me to speak my words after you. Help me to follow in your steps, in your example. And to bridle my tongue. Because I'll tell you what, if we don't, it's a devouring fire. It's a deadly poison, and it's a double source. Father, thank you again for your word. Help us.